whole, you must have been absolutely delighted with that.
Yeah, buzzing, clean sheet, most importantly. And to get the win, which second half especially was a really good team, really good professional performance.
You'd shown plenty of resilience in the first half. Orient seemed to be on top then, but you came out a different side in the second half.
Yeah, we changed the system slightly at half time. You know, it was too easy first half for Orient to pin his back, and you know, with only having Curtis up there in his own, the ball was coming back a little bit too often, although I thought he was getting filled 90% of the time. And they had a bit of pressure. Stevie Bywater made a great save. We went in at half time, changed it around, took young Harry Middleton off, who I thought done really, really well. It was purely tactical, put Johnson Clark-Harris on up top, and it changed the game for us.
And Rob Jones has not played much football this season, but that was a towering, thumping header at the back post.
His whole performance, and I'm delighted for him, you know, because he's had a tough time through injury, and he came back in today, and he's a leader, and you know, I'm absolutely buzzing for the big man because he deserves it.
He didn't just prove his worth with the goal as well. There was a goal line clearance as well. I think he won every header in the second half.
I think the back four, you know, we brought Cedric Avina in today for his first game in a long time. I thought it was excellent. You know, it's unfortunate he'd been booked. And it's a shame that you can't trust referees nowadays. You know, if he'd made another foul, so we're getting told that he would have been sent off. Andy Butler won all his headers. Jonah, big Jamie McCoon, because look, they put you under a lot of pressure here. You know, they're a team full of six-footers plus. And they put the ball into your box in the final third from all sorts of areas. So defensively, I thought we were excellent.
A keeper who came through an academy not far down the road here in East London, Stephen Bywater, as you said, in the first half, pulled off some great saves. In the second half, two magnificent saves.
Yeah, he did. That's what he's there for. That's what I keep telling him. But no, two great saves. And, you know, to say to players there, it was an all-round, really good, solid team performance. Everybody put their bodies in the line, worked as they could do. And I'm a little bit miffed of them as well, as much as I'm delighted with them, because that's the sort of performance to come away when sometimes it's not conducive to play the best football that you want to play, but you really dig in and you get the result.
I thought Kyle Bennett ran himself into the ground in that second half.
They all did. Curtis Main, James Coppinger, Richie Wellens, Dean Foreman, all of them put a real shift in, and you do that and you get that from 1 to 11, you get the subs coming on and making an impact as they did, and you've got a chance of winning games.
You'd said before the game, Paul, that you didn't want the players to have the attitude of being on the beach maybe with a couple of games to go, and the playoffs are still a fair way away in the table, and you got the response you wanted.
I think you've seen that tonight. You know, they're a good bunch. No, I don't like coming out as I had to maybe a week, 10 days ago and have a go at them, because I see how hard they work in training and they're an honest bunch, but I know they're capable of what they've done tonight more often.
The only disappointment really with Chesterfield's result is that it's still a 10-point gap to the top six.
Yeah, it is, but we've got 12 points to play for.